Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, if you're looking out the window, it looks like it would be a beautiful day until you get outside and you get into the 40-mile-an-hour jet stream that's blowing around. Needless to say, I don't think I'm going to need to be raking when I get home. My neighbor is going to have the problem when I get home. Hey, we got a pretty cool event coming up. It's actually, about a week or so away. It is the big Minnesota Ag and Food Expo. And to find out more about it, it's down in the Twin Cities. We've got Tamara Nelson. Tamara, how are you?
Hi, Eric. I'm doing well. Thank you.
We're having a debate on how to say your first name because I've heard it several different ways. So I'm glad Ben drew the fire there.
Rhymes with camera. Well, you know, it's not a problem at all. I usually tell folks I answer to Tamara, as long as it's not Tammy.
Very good. We'll keep that in mind. Now, are you officially with AgriGrowth? Or is there some other affiliation that ties into Minnesota Ag and Food Summit?
You are. Yes. Okay. I'm officially with AgriGrowth since about 2 years and 9 months ago, and I came to them from the Illinois Farm Bureau, so I'm the executive director at Minnesota AgriGrowth.
Very cool. Can you maybe just give us a minute, because I know you guys are a nonprofit, correct me if I'm wrong on that, and just what you guys do on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Well, we were founded back in the late 50s, 1958, to advocate on behalf of the agriculture and food sector, and that pretty much includes everything from farmers to supporting industries, lenders, co-ops, food companies, etc., and many of the ag and producer associations and some of the consumer organizations are also members of ours. So we try to bring a big picture view to issues facing our industry and all of the areas that we touch here in the great state of Minnesota. So we're delighted to have this annual event. It's kind of our big deal there on Thursday, November 4th, and we've got a great program.
Okay, 4th and 5th, 2 days, Minneapolis Convention Center, Twin Cities. Tickets, is this free or is there tickets that people would need to buy to get into the event?
Sure, great question. People do need to order tickets. It actually starts the evening of Wednesday, November 3rd, with a pre-conference reception at Brits Pub. And then the full-day program is on November 4th, Thursday, November 4th. And our event page, which is agrigrowth.org and then /events, is where folks can register. It's around a $225 $325 registration, depending on whether or not the individual or his or her company is a member. And the night before event is only about a $20 or $30 hit. It's kind of a fun reception with a lot of our members at Brits Pub there in Minneapolis the night before. It goes for a couple of hours, so it's a nice networking opportunity.
Okay, very good. Well, what really struck my eye as I was reading about this, and I think you and I may have talked last year with the 2020 event. Did that actually happen with COVID-19, or was it virtual? Or
yes, you're right, Eric. We did it virtually, and that one actually was, I think, on the 4th and 5th.
Okay.
Or the 5th and 6th. We held that virtually, so about six of us were in person at an AV studio out in St. Louis Park, and everybody else was online. And so this one, we're pretty excited to do it in person. We've got a great number of folks registered, and we've got a ballroom that holds 1,200. So I feel confident that our 330 people will be safe.
All right. Well, Tamara, let's go through the events. I was looking at your featured speakers yesterday, and it was almost kind of like a mini NAFB convention, because there's some pretty heavy hitters, including the governor and John Newton, the former economist for the AFBF. He's done another prominent job now that escapes me off the top of my head, but I've talked to John before, a very smart guy. And so maybe just give us the list of who's going to be speaking on that that day, November 4th.
Sure. Well, we always kick off with an economic session just to give an outlook of the economic situation for ag and food. And then John will also touch on policy, since he is currently with Ranking Member John Bozeman of Arkansas's Senate Ag Committee. So John will be our kickoff speaker. I know he'll do a nice job. He, in addition to his current position, he's been an economist, as you mentioned, with the American Farm Bureau Federation, knows a lot about trade and markets. So John will kick it off, give us a perspective. And then we like to get a little bit on the edge in our morning panel. We try to involve some of our member companies and others. And this time we're going to talk about cybersecurity. And is this the next big ag disruptor? We had COVID last year. Is cybersecurity the new one? And we are pleased to have representatives from the University of Minnesota, from Homeland Security and from our great companies, General Mills and Cargill, to talk to us about, you know, resources, things to do, things to not do, and how we can all protect ourselves and our industry. Okay. And then, as you mentioned, the governor will be speaking at lunchtime to give his state of the state of ag. And then the afternoon unfolds with a political panel, although we'll call it politics not as usual. So we've got a number of experts in ag policy from Washington, D.C. that will be speaking a lot about how ag has such a great bipartisan voice out in Washington and how we can make progress with that. And then our closing speaker just announced yesterday will be Jennifer Lester Moffitt. She's Undersecretary for Marketing at USDA. Unfortunately for us, Secretary Vilsack will be on a plane on his way to Scotland for the UN Climate Summit that day. So we are pleased to have Jennifer Lester Moffitt coming, however, in person. So we will have the Undersecretary there.
That is fantastic. So again, if somebody would like to go to this, one more time, just give us information. It's November 4th. You better be planning to spend the day because it starts, what, right at 7:30 a.m. with the registration and breakfast and goes until Tamara tells you to get the heck out. No, I'm just kidding.
That's right. Yeah, we actually have a post-conference reception, so that's always fun. The actual program will start for non-members at 9 a.m. You have a little business meeting for members that starts at 8:15. But if you get there by 9 a.m., you'll be able to hear the full sessions that I described, and we wrap up around 4 o'clock, and then there's kind of a networking cocktail reception and some food and some good sharing, because nobody wants to drive home in the metro area between 4 and 6:30, right? So we have to keep people there. And to find out more about it, www.agrigrowth.org, and it's under the Events tab. And it is called the Minnesota Ag and Food Summit.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the time, the update. I wish I had more time to talk, but I wish I was going down to it. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it down that day. But we appreciate the information. We might follow up with you a couple weeks down the road.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate the attention, and we hope to see people there.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Again, it is the Minnesota Ag and Food Summit coming up on November 4th.